It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Welcome, folks, to our Tuesday night show here. Very happy to have you with us. Yesterday, we dealt with the Morton Steakhouse situation, and I think that that has been dealt with successfully. Bud, you have the update on that.
Yeah, it turned out Morton Steakhouse did the right thing, and they didn't throw the guy out. And
but probably still there.
Why would he still be there?
It's not still there.
No, you're right, yeah. Well, may I, Phil?
Go ahead, General.
The Morton Steakhouse is... First of all, I think they got a very bad rap. I've eaten at Morton Steakhouse for many, many years. It's absolutely the most delicious steak. I know you have Ted Bill.
Ted Bell.
Well, who is Ted Bill?
There was Tony Bill. He was a producer for the... He was a producer.
That's it. Tony Bill. And he has the steakhouse.
No, Ted Bell does.
All right, well...
Right, just... Anyway, the guy... He had his ski cap on and everything.
All right, so in other words, Morton Steakhouse dealt with it fine. Now, over on Facebook, of course, it was not being dealt with all that well. A lot of people use Facebook as a place where they can go and dump a lot of their pain from the day. It may have to do with a steakhouse. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't have anything to do with the steakhouse. It has to do with the fact that they're feeling like they've been walked on, like they're garbage, like they're warmed over you-know-what.
Yeah, like the homemade you-know-what, you know.
Homemade you-know-what. I thought you-know-what was homemade. That's not funny?
No, it's funny, yeah.
Well, then why aren't you laughing?
Margaret, yes, it's very funny.
Then why aren't you laughing?
Ha, ha, ha.
That's the fakest...
Margaret, we're not right now in the laugh mode because we're trying to get some information out, okay?
Well, you really start the show off asking for it, begging for it, praying for it. You're going to get it. Sometime between now and 10, you'll get it.
That sounds like a threat, Ms. Gray.
Oh, right.
Anyway, what are you looking at, General?
Well, isn't that a threat?
No, it's not. I'm not going to worry about it.
Why don't you mind your own beeswax, General?
You issued a threat, and Mr. Henry...
Never mind about that. I want to make sure that we got... So Morton Steakhouse... Now I forget.
Morton Steakhouse, they dealt with the good, and everybody on Facebook all crying and everything.
Yes, everybody on Facebook was crying and bellyaching and bitching and complaining about Morton Steakhouse because... God forbid that we should just go ahead and calm down about stuff, you know. If the Morton's people said we made a mistake, it was a very, you know, we didn't mean to do that to the guy. I mean, these are kids that follow the company policy and so on and so forth. And so all's well that ends well there at Morton's Steakhouse. But now we've got a Facebook controversy that somehow erupted today. And it had to do with, actually just had to do with me.
Well, it wasn't really a controversy erupting as the result of that. It was the fact that you got a little bit of a...
Got a little bit of a tender ass.
That's what I heard.
Oh, a tender ass. Is that it? Is that what I had? First of all, what happened was there was somebody that posted on the fan page the fact that he was all bugged by me blocking him. You know, on Facebook, you can block people if they just bug you. There's no rhyme or reason necessarily. You can block anybody you want. Now, I try not to block people unless I realize I'm dealing with someone that just doesn't get it. You know, we're not there. It's not a free speech forum. I don't have a free speech. I don't know anybody that does, you know. People act as if you have a right to just post anything you want. No, you don't. And so I, you know, put on the page what I feel like putting on the page. Now some jackball tags me, which means I'm going to see this. He thought that I was posted on his page. He tagged me, you know.
Now, what does... I don't understand. What does tag me mean?
I mean, if he put a tag on, you can see it.
See?
No, I don't...
Well, General, this is not a topic that he's... Just listen and...
Right. We have on the line... I know we got Bob Green is going to join us here from Fraser Foods because he has just put up the Fraser Food fan page. And we have a fan page, too. It's very complicated, but we're going to talk here with Bob now about his situation. And I don't know whether or not it's kind of unusual to be talking to you, Bob, about Facebook, isn't it?
Well, I don't think it is, Phil. Facebook is a place where we have gone for many years to promote Fraser Foods and the different deal. And I have my own personal page. I've got the Bob Green page, and I have Bob Green at Fraser Foods. So these are two different similar to what you have, which is the Phil Henry page and then the Phil Henry Radio Show page. And over on my personal page is where I interact with the customers and get to know a lot of those people on a more personal level.
You ever go out with a lady?
Do I ever go out with a lady? Is that what he asked me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I go out with ladies. Baby.
Well, Bud, what are you asking that for?
If he ever goes out with ladies.
Yeah, I go out with ladies. What's that comment mean? Are you asking me as opposed to men?
No, I think he's... Are you asking, is he meeting women online?
Yeah, do you meet ladies on Facebook page?
Yeah, I meet ladies on the Facebook page, and...
Do you date them?
Excuse me, Phil, was this going to be a part of the...
Well, let's just not ask questions like that right now, and we'll get to the bottom of any of that. Right now, what I want to know is how he deals with the people that... how does he deal with people that interact on his pages? Because Facebook right now, they made an announcement. I don't know if you guys know this or not. Facebook announced today that they're going to now have video ads. They've got video ads. Okay?
Say that again. Say it slowly. Because that's not anything that bodes well.
You didn't see that.
No, I did not. Say it again.
Phil said they're going to have video ads.
And who's that speaking?
This is General Shaw, sir.
Oh, General Shaw. I'm sorry, sir. They're going to have video ads. Say that again real slow.
But you want me to say it to the general?
You say it, Phil.
They're going to have video ads in the feed.
No, say it again slow.
What difference does it make if I say it? You know, Bob...
Phil, the whole point is that Facebook is now riding on my back. You understand what I'm saying? It used to be that you would have to ride the pain. Now Facebook is riding me. And I throw the flag on that. I call unfair, and I will protest that. What I wanted to say to you was that we're very happy. I've got my Bob Green personal page, where, as Bud indicated, I can meet people on a personal level, and I've got the Fraser Foods fan page.
Now, what, if you don't mind me asking, Bob, what is the Fraser, when you have a fan page for a grocery store?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes, what are the people commenting on the fan page?
Well, we will put up, for instance, on the fan page, we'll put up a produce of the week. And this week we had, I think it was nectarines. So we've got a picture of a nectarine, and you can, you know.
What, you going to comment on it?
Yes, you comment on it. You can comment and say, mostly what we want are people to give it a thumb up or a thumb. I don't know if you know what it's called, the like. That's what you do on these fan pages.
Well, the little thumb up or thumb down?
That's correct.
There is no thumb down. That I know of.
Yes, there is, and those little emoticons, they have a thumb down.
I use the thumb down. I'd rather people... But you can... I don't want them to give it a thumb down, but if you like it, you give it a thumb up.
So it's a picture of a nectarine, and what do people comment?
Well, you don't get it. You can comment. You can say that's a nectarine, but what I really want people to do is to give it either a thumb up or just leave it alone. See what I mean?
What if they comment?
I'm sorry?
What if they comment?
I would rather that they not. I would rather they not.
Well, you know how people are. They're going to comment on the nectar. You got a picture of a nectarine, and I can't imagine what they would comment on.
Well, that's just it. Either you like it, which is a thumb up, or you don't, which is essentially what we would like people to do, is if you don't like it, you can push off and go and do something else for the afternoon or get off my page. Because what we're about at Fraser Foods is quality produce. At an affordable price, and if you want to give a thumb down to a nectarine, buddy, you need a life. And
yeah, well, people say you need a life if you give a thumb up too.
What's that?
He said people would need a life.
You need to have a life if you give a thumb up.
You need to have a life if you're thumbing up a nectarine.
If you're thumbing, I don't understand that.
But they said, Bob, you used the term thumb up.
I mean, to give it an upturned thumb.
To like it. That's what it's called. Like it.
That's right, like it. And to do that, all you got to do is hit the thumb up. I don't know
Well, you're saying that if people like the nectarine on the Facebook Fraser Food page, they can give a thumbs up. They can comment, but you'd rather that they not.
Yeah, it's just a waste of... What are you going to say, all right? And I'm there monitoring the comments... And if I see comments, then I'll delete them, because 90% of the comments that are made I'm going to delete.
All right, hold the line. We got Bob Green from Fraser Foods as we talk here about the use of Facebook. Interestingly, today I got into a bit of a Facebook battle with someone over the fact that I blocked them. You know, I think it's pretty interesting that people will argue or get personally inflamed or insulted over being blocked off a particular page. It's not any comment on you as a human being. I don't hold the I just don't hold the cards when it comes to, you know, validating you as a person. This guy that got angry, by the way, General, claimed to be a Marine.
No, I refuse to believe that.
He did. He claimed to be a Marine.
I refuse to believe that a member of the United States Marine Corps is going to get butt hurt.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sorry, but I refuse to believe a United States Marine. Would you shut him up, please?
Shut up, bud.
A United States Marine would get butt hurt over being blocked off a Facebook page? God will not permit this to happen.
Okay.
Let's
take a break. 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Nice recovery, Phil. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. com. On the 26th of January, I'm going to be at the San Francisco Sketch Fest, and this is the first of what we anticipate to be several one-man shows that we're going to do next year in a variety of locales. And I am proud to be kicking it off at the San Francisco Sketch Fest as a part of the San Francisco Comedy Festival. Those of you watching on Phil TV and HD, there's their website. The 23rd through the 9th, you can see there in San Francisco. Tickets are on sale now. The tickets have gone out on sale, and we are on the schedule there. Phil Hendry on the 26th. As soon as I find that on the page, I will certainly. Now, they're going to be doing a tribute, you can see, to Alan Arkin.
I don't understand. Alan Arkin is one of our fine dramatic actors. What does a comedy festival?
Well, I'm sure that they've got Alan Arkin has given his blessing.
Well, I don't doubt that Alan Arkin's given his blessing. What's that?
That is, I don't know. I don't know what you just saw.
Looked like a lady in a witch costume.
Well, they're just different acts that are going by the scrolling by here. Laura Dern and Mike White, Luke Wilson. That's their TV show. Oh, look at that. Napoleon Dynamite, the 10th anniversary screening. There's John Heater and a lot of the guys that I was doing the animation with. There's Revenge of the Nerds, the 30th anniversary. Curtis Armstrong, Timothy Busfield, Robert Carradine, Andrew Farewell Futurama, like Phil Lamar, Maurice LaMarche. I get to hang out with some of these guys. I hope you guys are there because I know these guys, John DiMaggio and Billy West and Lauren Tom, they're all going to be there at the San Francisco Sketch Fest. That's the 25th of September. I'm going to be there the same weekend, so we simply must have a drink together.
Well, I think that'll be, and you're when?
I'm on Sunday night, the 26th. So I hope some of the guys hang out. That's the San Francisco Sketch Fest, part of the San Francisco Comedy Festival, 13th annual. And go online and check out the tickets right now. Very proud to have been asked to do that.
Well, you seem a little bit surprised. Why would you be surprised, Phil?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a radio guy, I think that more and more in our industry, more and more in the entertainment industry, people that do what I do on the radio get the notice of people that do other things. What, bud?
Does that mean Sean Hannity is probably going to do a comedy festival?
Well, you talk like you... Would you talk, bud, as if you were born in a normal birth and not pulled out with tongs?
What's that mean?
Quit going... What do you want to say?
Does that mean that Sean Hannity's going to be there?
Why would Sean Hannity be there?
Because they've got talk radio guys.
No, Sean Hannity ain't going to be there. All right, enough of that bull crap. So we got Bob Green on the line with us here from Fraser Foods. They have a Fraser Foods fan page. That's the grocery store.
Hold on. I want to ask you a question, Phil. I'm sorry. When you say that it's a grocery store with a fan page, you make it sound like it's weird or abnormal. I don't think there's anything abnormal about it.
No. I didn't mean to say that. I just thought it was unique. That's all.
Well, you can go on the Facebook and find fan pages for Ralph's, for Vaughn's, for all of those, for Bill Davila, the guy that, I don't know if Bill Davila still runs things at Vaughn's. He had a fan page. Can you imagine that? Who'd be fans of him? In other words, he's a big corporate guy. I own a small chain. And what I try to do a very people-to-people outreach. So if I've got customers that are concerned about something, they can reach out to me on Facebook. If I have, and who does most of the shopping? It's generally the mother. It's generally the woman in the family. So I've got a lot of women that are going to ask questions and are concerned about the nutrition of the family. I'm not always there. We are not always able to answer these questions at the store. So they can go to Facebook. They can reach out. And I've had to fight the perception that I heard presented here tonight that somehow because I have contact with the female customers on Facebook that I'm looking to, you know, score and...
You're looking to make time and score.
Exactly. And that is not the case. I have said to a lot of these women, you want a more detailed answer, we can meet and discuss it.
Well, that's where you're going to get in trouble.
No, because this has got nothing to do with what you're thinking.
Well, you're meeting these women for what, a drink?
Well, what am I going to meet them for, hot chocolate? Yes, it's going to be an adult beverage.
What about coffee?
Yeah, Phil, whatever makes you happy. But I'm saying to you, we were talking about the fan page.
Yeah, but you're asking a lady out.
How many of you people am I going to talk to? I got Phil, I got...
Just ask me, just answer this question. You can talk to me. You're asking these women who want to know more about the store and nutrition, you're taking them out for coffee.
I didn't say coffee. I said I would take them out for a cocktail. If it made them feel any better, if they're nervous about the kind of food they're buying, have a drink, relax, and then I'll explain how we do what we do. Yeah. I'm out taking a bus tonight, Bill, because my car's in the shop. There goes another bus that just went by, Bill. And I'm with Bill Armstrong, who's with our finance department. And we've missed about two buses.
You know, we had a guy on the show here not too long ago who kept missing buses. Oh, it was Dr. Turner, right?
Yes, and he said that he was missing buses because he was with a black colleague.
Well, I don't have, no, this Bill is not black. What are you, Bill? Are you a... You're an Indian, right?
I don't know.
You don't know what you are? Phil, this is Bill Armstrong.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you an Indian?
Oh, I think I'm Indian.
Yeah, I think he's an Indian. Are you telling me that that's why we're not getting a bus?
No, I don't think that's why you're not getting a bus. I don't think the buses are blowing by you because you're standing there with a Native American.
All right, that's okay. So, what was your question?
We're asking... Now I've got my mind going in a million different directions.
Well, Bill, I wanted to ask a question if I might. I don't mean to bother you, Mr. Green, about this, but you're standing there waiting for a bus with a Native American, and you've missed two buses, and Phil did this with Dr. Turner. Maybe it's you. Did you think about that?
No, it's not me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's me. He said he thought it was me. All right.
Well, maybe it is.
Well, maybe it is.
I don't know. Maybe it is, Phil, but I'm not prepared to accept that right now. I'm not prepared to accept that I am the reason we're not getting a bus. I'm not going to accept that. I've had a tough day. I take a lot of hits on my self-esteem. I've got a hair system that doesn't fit. I'm 5'7". I've got women that won't date me, even though I'm worth many millions of dollars. I will not take the hit of knowing that buses are blowing past me. Because I'm here and not some guy that looks like what he is, which is...
An Indian.
Yes. What? Nothing. So,
All right. I've got, a lot of questions I want to ask there.
I don't know if I want you to continue with this interview. That was the most racist diatribe I've ever heard.
You know something, Ms. Gray? Every time I'm on this rotten show...
Rotten, huh?
Yeah, every time I'm on your show, she's butting in and causing problems. Now, I wanted to get said what I wanted to get said.
He's crying.
Are you crying?
Yes, Mr. Henry.
Yes?
Yes, Bill Armstrong. Sir, Bob's crying. Do you want me to continue the interview?
He's crying.
Yeah.
not crying. He's crying.
He's crying. Just like a baby. Just like a small baby going, nee.
All right, let's take this break and...
Oh, my God.
All right, let's take this break, and we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Congratulations to Daryl Hall and John Oates for being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Speaking of Facebook, I had a discussion with a guy today who said, Hall and Oates, yeah, sure. What about the Descendants? I go, man, I must be missing something. I was around for Pearl Harbor and the explosions. I was around for the Dead Kennedys. I was around for the Clash. I was around for the Descendants. I missed a whole... Talk about missing a bus. We'll be back. Boy, that's some kick-ass... You know, if we don't get rid of this slow-ass bumper music, I think I'm going to cry.
I think it's very leisurely.
I don't need leisurely, man. Welcome back here, world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Our number is 855-500-7445. I just had the page up there, The World of Phil Henry there at the Eureka Theater. And the tickets are $600.
What?
I'm kidding. They're $25, okay? $25 for The World of Phil Henry. Now, that's not as high-priced as Sarah and Sean Watkins, but it's higher-priced than the Deep Blank podcast with Baron Vaughn. So there you go.
So you're more money than Baron Vaughn and the Deep Crap podcast.
Yes.
But not as much as Sarah and Sean Watkins.
Exactly. So that's fine. And so it's Sunday night, the 26th, at the Eureka Theater in the beautiful city of the city by the bay, San Francisco. Bob Green from Fraser Foods, we were talking about his fan page, the new fan page on Facebook that he is just now putting up. Can we find this page, Bob? Have you got a Facebook address for us?
We're doing the finishing touches on a revamping of the page, Phil, and I'll get that to you just before the end of the interview, if that's okay.
All right.
But you were asking me about the features. Now, we have the produce of the week where you can like or just not, but there's no feature to answer your question where you're going to thumb down our produce.
So if you have a picture of a nectarine on your page, as I understand you do.
Yes.
And I don't like the nectarine. I don't. Can I make a comment?
You can make it. Well, what would be your comment?
Well, that's, I don't know, but it might be something negative.
Well, such as what?
So you would allow a negative comment about nectarines?
I would allow negative comments, but again, Phil, it's just like you. This is a page that I want to control for the purpose of increasing business to the page, you see?
All right.
So it would depend. So what would be the comment?
Well, let's say I said that nectarines, I like them, but...
But see, that right away, I would just qualify because you're setting me up. When you say nectarines, I like them, but you're setting me up to be happy with the comment only. And then when I see the word but...
You know something negative's coming.
I know something negative's coming.
Well, what if you, Robert, what if you said, I like nectarines, I don't like the pit in the middle of the nectarine.
I probably would not let that comment fly either because it doesn't sound like an adult. It sounds more like a child, or if it is an adult, it sounds like an adult that didn't develop fully mentally.
Well, what does that mean?
I think you know what it means.
No, wait. You say, if a guy puts, I like nectarines, I don't like the pit?
Yeah, that sounds like an adult that has very definite learning disabilities. I like nectarine, but I don't like pit in the, I don't know.
No, I didn't say that I'd put it, I'd say I like nectarines, or General Shaw said I like nectarines, but I don't like the big seed.
And you're telling me that sounds like an adult that is fully formed.
What do you mean fully formed? Do you mean an adult, you know, see, here's the problem I'm having.
I'm talking about an adult that can drive a car. I'm talking about an adult that can vote. I'm talking about an adult that can live on his own. I'm talking about an adult that can pay his own taxes, that kind of an adult. That doesn't sound like that kind of an adult.
So that kind of an adult is not going to say, I like nectarines, but I don't like the pit in the middle.
Or the big C, you know?
Well, what can I say?
Wait a minute. Was I talking to Margaret?
Yes, you were. Hold on, Phil. All right, so if I said that I don't like neck... I haven't been able to...
Yeah, we don't know what is allowed and what isn't allowed.
I think I just told you, you can thumb up the nectarine.
You can thumb... So I go, there's a picture of a nectarine, and there's 100 likes.
Yeah, there's 100 likes.
And if I look in the comments section, I may not see anything.
Well, that... You see, that right there, that shows that you have a... Why wouldn't you see anything? If you've got a problem with nectarines, then say it. I wouldn't know...
Why would you say I got a problem with nectarines?
If you don't see any comments, you're saying there wouldn't be any comments.
Oh, I see. So you're saying if there's no comments under the nectarine, obviously you have been editing or deleting all of the negative comments.
Yeah, and then that makes me look very bad because people think I'm sitting at home going, delete, delete.
Why were you laughing?
Well, I had a picture of myself as I usually am when I'm sitting at the computer monitoring comments. I'm in my underwear with a cup of...
A cup of cocoa and everything?
Yes, a cup of hot cocoa, which I'm very surprised. How did he know about that?
I don't know. You're guessing because you're embarrassed.
Yeah, guess if you're embarrassed, you're in your underwear.
Well, the next logical step to be embarrassed, you're in your underwear with a cup of hot cocoa. Were you also wearing your socks?
Yes, I was.
And no shirt?
That's correct, yes.
Yes, that's embarrassing.
That's kind of a weird-looking...
Well, all right, let's not go too far. I mean, that's what... But if you see me in my underwear and socks and a cup of hot cocoa, and I'm just hitting delete, 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 that is pretty much saying that people hate the living guts, which you can't do, but...
Well, they hate the living guts out of a nectarine.
Yes, sir. And that is something I can't afford. I'm the head of Fraser Foods, which is one of the largest independently owned grocery chains in America, and you're telling me that people hate the living guts...
No, I haven't said anything like that.
There goes another... Hold on for a minute. There goes another bus. Bill, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Well, I asked Bill to go out here on the corner and flag down a bus or a cab, and I just saw two of them go by.
You know, if you got to get home and it looks like it's late, maybe we should let you go, huh?
Well, I'd be very happy to go, but I want to make sure that you guys are clear that our Facebook fan page, we have pictures of our produce. That's one thing that we do. The next thing we have is a store map. And the store map shows you all of the different aisles and all of the different foods, where our checkout counters are. And I think I sent you the map here, Phil. You can look there on your email.
Yeah, I see it right here. And, okay, so it's laid out. There's the parking lot. Now, you have two big X's, these red X's.
Right. Well, those are where the restrooms are located, but we don't want anybody... One of the things that people do that is... It's not going to happen here. When they come in out of the parking lot, where's your bathroom? And they go to use the bathroom. I don't want that. I don't allow it. But more to the point, we don't allow it for the employees. The employee is on the floor and they need to use the toilet. They got to go upstairs right there. You see the arrows?
Yes, you've got... There's two big red X's and then two fingers pointing up the stairway.
And the fingers continue here. The
fingers are continuing. Oh, there's the restrooms there.
Yeah, that's for the employees.
How do you know that a customer is not going to mistake that for them?
Say that again, Phil?
How do you know a customer sees those two big X's, those two big red X's? Those are the ground floor bathrooms. Who gets to use those?
Customers that are in the store already and are shopping, and they've got a cart full of items, and I know that they're going to go to the checkout stand, and they're actually going to spend money with me. And they're not coming in to go to the bathroom and tip their cap and walk out. I got to tell you, there's nothing in this world that quite rubs me the wrong way than a guy that comes in, goes directly to the bathroom, leaves whatever he's going to leave, and then comes walking out, tips his cap as he's...
Well, the man's being polite. You just don't like them.
No, he's being polite, but he's also saying, thanks for the use of your toilet.
And you don't want him to do that?
No, I'd rather he not, General, and that's why we put the two big red X's there.
All right, but what I'm saying is you don't want people coming and using the toilet. Now these two fingers... No, there's actually one, two, three.
Look like there's five fingers that go on this way, this way, this way. Then they go up the stairs this way, this way, this way, this way.
Yeah, I mean, I want people to know where they're going.
Customers?
No, employees. Oh, God. I didn't make that clear.
Bob, you're not... No, you've got these two X'd out bathrooms. Then the fingers that are pointing up the stairs...
All right, and the thing, you know, you guys may think it's really funny, but I got a business to run.
I understand that, Bob. This is on your public page. This is on your Facebook fan page. The two bathrooms are X'd out.
Why are you people focusing in on the toilets? Why, what about the, look at the aisle there where they have, where we got the international food. You see that?
Right, and I was going to ask you about that, too, because you've got a face that is decidedly Asian.
That's correct.
But it's wearing the Mao cap with the star.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, are you saying it's because it's commie? I mean, or a communist?
Well, I mean, you've got Chinese food, and you've got representing the Chinese nation there is the Mao Zedong red star. That's cool with you? That's cool with me.
Well, Phil, are you Chinese? No. So you're the last guy that I need to worry about when it comes to this.
Well, but you've got all these people in Mao suits, and they're holding rifles.
That was from a Chinese website I went to. What?
Bob, we're not. I'm sorry. You know what? You know your business better than we do.
Thank you very much. Yes, I do.
All right. The only other thing I would say is, because I think it's important, the people that come in to use the bathroom, they can't use that bathroom. These fingers that point upstairs to these two large blinking green lights.
Yeah, those are for the employees only.
It doesn't say that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know how they're going to figure out that it's for the employees only? Because if I see anybody going up those stairs that is not an employee, then we hit an alarm. And that is technically a security breach. Now, we don't make a big deal out of it, but if anybody's going up those stairs that I don't recognize as an employee, we do hit an alarm, and then it's just a matter of us getting to the staircase before that individual reaches whatever the offices are that they may be trying to break into.
Yeah, but we're talking about someone that may be wanting to use the toilet.
Why would they go up those stairs?
Because you had the fingers going up there.
Because I had the fingers going up there.
Because you've got a map here with fingers.
You're showing people where the toilet is.
Yeah, employees.
What about... Oh, God.
Well, you're talking about the customers.
Yes, the customers. They're going to think that that's where they go to use the bathroom.
No, no, they don't. Because the bathrooms downstairs are for them. The big X's are for the ones that are just coming in to use the toilet. But if they're just people that are shopping, they can use those.
How do they know all of this?
Have you ever heard of something called common sense, Phil? I honestly, I don't know, but to me, it's common sense.
It's common sense that a guy comes in off the street to use those bathrooms, he knows he shouldn't use those bathrooms. A guy that's shopping there knows that he can use those bathrooms. He will not go upstairs, unless, of course, he went to your website, your fan page, and printed off this sheet that a lot of people do. It's the map of the store, and he'll see the two big red X's, so if he has to go to the bathroom, uh-oh, better not go there. There's some fingers pointing up these stairs. Now I'm going to go up there. He goes up there, and an alarm goes off, because it is, after all, a post-9/11 world, and... you'll do everything in your power to stop him.
You know, I've never heard anybody purposefully malign and misconstrue what it is I've been trying to say.
That is absolutely wrong.
Bob, we're simply coding back to you.
I've never heard, I've been on a lot of radio shows. I just did the Bruce McNugget show, and he didn't do any of this. Bruce McNugget, who's on up in Santa Rosa, and I was there because we're opening a store in Santa Rosa, he said... he understood everything. I said, about the toilets, too? He said, yes. I said, bingo. We fist-pumped, or we fist-bumped, I should say.
Was this a radio show?
Yes, it was a radio show.
How did you fist-bump?
Figuratively. I don't know why I go on this show.
All right, let's take a break here.
You know, that's a man who's manifestly upset with you.
I don't understand why. I'm asking some good questions, and I'm not alone here, right?
No, man, I understand what you're saying.
All right, we'll be right back on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Robert Greene from Fraser Foods here, and we're talking with him about their Facebook fan page. We have one. We also have a friends page, and it's very interesting how people will interact with you over there. Sometimes they think that you are their best friend in the world, and if you block them, then they turn into crazed people who want nothing but revenge. Then you have the opposite side of that, people that are just possibly not getting it, not using the page not using the page the way they should use it. In Bob's case, he's got a nectarine. I understand that, you know.
Yeah, if you like the nectarine.
If you like the nectarine, you can give it a thumb up, but you can't make a negative comment.
Well, why would you want to make a negative comment, you know?
Yes, that's a very good point.
All right, okay, but then we have the following, which is this map of the store and the bathroom, and you can't go upstairs.
Well, that's a legitimate point.
It's a what?
That's legitimate.
I think it's legitimate. We'll be right back with more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. So busy updating, guess what, a damn Facebook page. I'm telling you.
You need to have, like, five other people working for you. Quit being so cheap and hire them.
I'm not being cheap, okay? Welcome back to our program, Bob Green, for the final few minutes here as we talk about... So I just had a problem right there, Bob. I was trying to update a Facebook fan page in the middle of a radio show, you know.
Well, you know, Phil, it's a time-consuming job. That's why I say I spend a lot of time at home, and I've had people, girlfriends, I've had friends of mine comment, you know, we walk by your office at home, Bob, and what do we see? We see a guy sitting there in his underwear with a cup of hot cocoa, everything that you guys are laughing about, in my socks, in my briefs, hitting delete, delete, delete. I'm telling you.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at all. I feel very emotional about it because of the fact that...
All right, I'm sorry. You guys haven't gotten a bus yet either, have you?
No, we have not gotten a bus yet. You gonna get out and get a bus first, Bill?
You were emotional, that's right.
What?
I said you were emotional, that's right.
It sounded as if you were going, ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
Yeah, Philly, you're all right, aren't you?
Yes, I'm okay, everybody. I'm fine.
All right, but we're having a difficult time. Bob's, it's difficult to hear him. He was crying last half hour. You wanted to know... If he was laughing.
I can assure you, Phil, I'm not laughing. I'm emotional about what we're saying because I'm trying to... You know, if I'm sitting there in my underwear, this is giving you guys the big laugh of the night.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
You know, this guy that you got, this Dickman with it, yeah, it is pretty funny. See, that's the part that bothers me.
But if you're going to say you're going to sit there in your underwear and everything...
But that's his business.
All right, you, though, are telling us repeatedly you're in your underwear.
Yeah, I'm in my underwear, in my socks, and I'm hitting delete, delete, delete.
Because everybody is posting negative comments.
Everybody, just about everyone's posting negative comments. And what is the negative comment about? A nectarine. That's what I'm trying to get you people to understand. Why do I have to sit there monitoring my Facebook fan page, the Fraser Food fan page, deleting negative comments about nectarines over and over and over again? It's enough to... Of course it makes me cry. And then I'm in my underwear and socks and someone walks by and goes, man, that's a disaster area there.
Who's walking by?
I'm sorry?
Who's walking by and seeing you in your underwear?
I spent all this time trying to tell you.
Phil, it doesn't matter.
All right. Robert Green with us here. Our number is 855-500-7445. We have Bobby Dooley on the line, who has been at Fraser Foods from time to time and shopped there, and Bobby is with us. By the way, listen to the Bobby Dooley podcast. It's available, the Bobby Dooley podcast on the Sideshow Network, as well as on the, well, it's over on our website, the Phil Hendry Show website as well. Bobby, how are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well, Phil. And Bob, how are you?
Fine, Ms. Dooley. How are you?
I'm good. I've been in your store occasionally, and Phil mentioned I do a podcast, and I did devote a podcast to nutrition and family nutrition and to the likelihood that that your grocery bill is going to grow exponentially over the next several years.
Exactly.
My question has to do more with your own personal interaction when you were peeling that banana in the produce section. Because I had asked you about the dole and what the contract was.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, you asked me about whether or not we were still being supplied by dole. I mentioned we are supplied by dole and Chiquita bananas. And I was peeling that banana, and I was glancing at you to see if you were paying attention. You know, I wanted to show you how ripe the bananas were.
Right, and then my husband said something that he should never have said.
Yeah, he said, I'll bet you do. And I said, you know something, buddy? If I was about 3 inches taller, I made some comment that I shouldn't have made.
First of all, I understand my husband got out of control.
Now, wait. You guys are talking about something here that's kind of interesting.
I know the story. If I may, Bob was peeling a banana, and Bobby, you claimed he was glancing at you provocatively.
That is my contention, yes.
Absolutely untrue. I think it is really beneath this dialogue for you to call up in the middle of this program and try to submarine my efforts at supporting my company. I did not look at you suggestively. I was peeling the banana, admiring the banana. I'm a grocer. I admire bananas. You know, sue me. I mean, it's weird. I get it. But I do admire bananas. And I was smiling at the banana, not you. All right?
Well, when you looked at me, you were smiling and going, see how ripe it is? And the smile, it was very suggestive.
What do you mean suggestive?
There was some saliva gathering at the corner of your mouth.
I'm sorry, but my mouth was watering. This is unfair.
I think this is a discussion for another program. Perhaps we can have Ms. Dooley on later, but we do have to break. And I apologize profusely because I know that this is something that probably could use another few minutes to fill out the discussion on. We're going to be back, though, next hour. We've got a lot more to talk about India and what they're trying to pull with our embassy. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. I knew, I see you.